And you might be looking at your clock tonight and say, uh-oh, it's going to get late. No, we're going to have a shorter message tonight, and we're going to not be in the book of Exodus where we normally are. I want you to go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. I didn't make this up. Somebody said this. If you aim at nothing, you will hit it every time. Aiming at nothing means that you have no purpose, no goal in life. You're aimless, an aimless wanderer, never able to define any real accomplishments in life. On the other hand, if you have a plan, if you have a goal, if you have a mission to accomplish, there is a target to aim for. When God saves us, He designs us with a built-in mission to accomplish. He says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." That's our mission to accomplish. So what's required in order for us to accomplish God's mission for us? 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15 says, "And that from a child." That's where it needs to start. Childhood is a significant part of a person's life. It's the beginning. And the beginning needs to be set in the proper direction. Otherwise, you will end up way off target. Let's say you're going to send a rocket to the moon. The moon fluctuates in distance from the Earth from 225,623 miles to a further distance of 252,088 miles. So you have to make a lot of calculations to get it just right. And if you don't calculate it just right, you can really miss your target. For example, if you start off 1 degree off course, within a foot, you've already missed your target by 0.2 inches. Within 100 yards, you missed it by 5 feet. After 1 mile, you've missed your target by 92 feet. If you travel the distance between San Francisco and Los Angeles, which is 382 miles, you miss your target by 6 miles. If you travel the distance between San Francisco and Washington, D.C., which is 2,816 miles, you miss your target by 42 miles. Instead of ending up in Washington, D.C., you end up on the other side of Baltimore. And if you want to start in Washington, D.C. and go all the way around the globe, 25,000 miles, and end up back in Washington, D.C., if you start off 1 degree off, you'll actually end up in Boston. Oops. Now, if you're going to the moon, which is 250,000 miles away, you're going to miss your target by 4,169 miles. That's a big miss. So here's the point. If your childhood starts off course by even a little bit, you will end up far away from the truth. So here's what you need from a child. In verse 15, you need to know the Holy Scriptures. It is imperative from a child that you learn to know the Holy Scriptures, because only in the Bible will the course of your life be set in the right direction. If your life as a child is not set on the right course from the Scriptures, if it's set on course from any other source, you're going to end up far away from the truth. Verse 15 says, that the scriptures are able to make thee wise unto salvation. That's the very first thing for every child to come to know the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. We've been blessed here that the children who go through our programs, by and large, almost 100% have received Christ as their Savior. That's where it needs to start. And that is through the faith which is in Christ Jesus, according to this verse. Remember, faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. So in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14, we're told that we need to continue. You have to learn, but once you learn it, you also have to continue. So you have to learn it. It says, the things which thou hast learned. The word learn implies that not only do you know the facts and the information, but you also know how to apply those facts and that information to your life. The knowledge of the truth is of very little value unless you actually know how to use it. Application is extremely important. You need to know how to apply the truth to practical everyday experiences. And all of that is involved in this word, the things that thou hast learned. It's not enough to learn it for a test. A lot of children just learn things for a test, you know? Cram. You ever hear that word cram? You know the word cram there, Brother Balcom, in college? I remember so many times, exams? I couldn't think of the word. Exam week. Kids are all over campus, cramming. I never did that. I figured if I didn't learn it, then I went, why did I go to class? Went to class to learn, right? All semester long. Why didn't I learn it all semester long? A lot of kids didn't do that. And they're cramming. And then they do well on the test, but after the test is over, they can't remember it. And they can't use it. You need to learn it in such a way that you can apply it to practical everyday experiences. And then the verse says, verse 14 says, and hast been assured of. You are firmly persuaded that what you have learned is absolutely trustworthy. And how were you assured? The end of verse 14, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. The source of learning is extremely important. The source of learning adds credibility and trustworthiness to what you've learned. This could be referring to Timothy's mother and grandmother. The book of 2 Timothy instructs us that the faith that Timothy had was first found in his mother and his grandmother, and it was very likely that they were his teachers. Paul also was one of his teachers. It could be that it could be referring to the Apostle Paul as a credible source of things that he's learned. But the important thing is to know the source from which your knowledge came is dedicated to the truth of the Word of God and that you can trust them. The source from which you have learned things adds credibility to the truth of what you have learned. Be careful about the source of your learning. Now, the beginning of verse 14 says you have to continue. Continue. Let's talk about that rocket on the way to the moon. Did you know that there are 27,000 pieces of space junk orbiting the Earth as high as 1,250 miles? That's a lot of junk. What if one of those pieces is big enough that when the rocket going to the moon is going through that space and runs into one of these pieces, and even though it was put on the right course to begin with, it's knocked off course by some source along the way? Unfortunately, that can happen to any one of us. Our lives maybe have been set on the right course from a child, but somewhere along the way, maybe in our teen years, maybe as a young adult, we're bombarded by some source that suggests the things we have learned are not to be trusted, and we might be persuaded to change course. But by continuing in the things that we have learned means that we maintain a commitment to those things and do not allow other influences to change the course of our life. We are committed to what we have learned. We're so persuaded in our hearts that it's the truth, that no one can convince us to change course. And it doesn't take much to throw us off course. It could even be those who are considered friends, some of our closest buddies, and their take on the truth has been misguided in their lives, and they begin to influence us little by little. That's why we have to beware of the source of our knowledge. It may seem harmless at times, even unnoticeable, the influence that some people have on our lives, but eventually the trajectory of our lives will end up far away from the truth of the Word of God, even if we're knocked off course just a little over time. The distance will occur. So you have to continue. Continue in the things that you've learned. Stay on track. Verse 16 tells us that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. All Scripture is trustworthy because it's given to us by God Himself. He breathed into the writings. Scripture is what is written. An inspiration, inspire. Spire itself was an old English word back in the 1600s, the 1500s and the early 1600s. Spire meant to breathe. And to inspire meant to breathe into something. And so when it says the Bible is inspired by God, it means that God breathed into the writings of Scripture to guarantee that what was written is absolutely His word. And all Scripture is profitable. Number one, it's profitable for doctrine. Doctrine is the content of the truth in the Word of God. It's profitable for reproof. Reproof is when you show someone what is wrong in their life, and the Scripture does that. It's profitable for correction. That is, restoring what is wrong to be right, turning what is wrong in your life into what is right. And then it's profitable for instruction in righteousness. This is making the application of what is right into practical everyday experiences. The result is in verse 17, that the man of God may be perfect, not in sinless perfection. The word perfect suggests that you become a finished product of spiritual maturity. And as a finished product of spiritual maturity, according to this verse, you were thoroughly furnished unto all good works, which is what we were created in Christ Jesus to do. Thus, the person who wants to live godly in Christ Jesus can do so if he continues in the things that he has learned from the Scriptures, because the Scriptures are able to mold your life so that you are thoroughly furnished, perfectly prepared to do the good works that Jesus Christ created us for when he saved us. It's a very simple lesson. First learn, then continue. And if you learn the truth and continue in it, you will accomplish your assigned mission in life and bring glory to God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this little lesson. I pray that all of our children will have their lives set in the right direction according to your word, and that you will provide grace in each of their lives so that as they continue in the things they've learned, their lives will stay on course and they will be able to fulfill your will in each of their lives. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.